Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're getting started with Mesa Inside My Dream.
Giving me another lesson, how to keep my faith alive.
Good morning. Welcome into another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Super excited to have you here this morning. That was Mesa, Inside My Dreams. And I decided to play that song because have you ever been awakened at 5 o'clock in the morning? Have your soul been awake at 3 a.m.? Thought about when I got awakened this morning. I thought about how at 5 a.m. when your mind is awake, she says, I've been waking at 5 a.m. and by the story, my mind is telling my heart, saying, baby, don't you worry. You never have to fear. It's telling you to rest your weary soul and let your spirit heal. It's giving you another lesson how to keep your faith alive. To get the world I want to see, I just need to close my eyes. And when I close my eyes, I enter into a world where my fantasy becomes my reality. A place I never ever want to leave. I just want to live inside my dream. Then she goes into, it's 3 a.m. and my soul's been awakened by a story. My mind is telling my heart, saying, baby, don't you worry. You never have to fear. It's telling you to rest your weary soul and let your spirit heal. And so when I was awakened at 3 a.m. this morning, those words came to my mind. Don't you worry. You never have to fear. Just rest your weary soul and let your spirit heal. And so as we move into the place of inviting that wonderful presence into this right now moment, I invite you to move into the stillness and rest your weary soul, so that your spirit can heal. And so as we move into this place, I want you to move out your head and right into your heart space, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize it on this line as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And as we become intentional about the breath, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight. Breathing in deep into the diaphragm, remembering to breathe into the heart because the heart has wisdom. And as you breathe into the heart, I want you then to release the breath. There's power in the breath, family. And sometimes we forget to breathe. So right now, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. Together, let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine Holy Spirit. Precious. Precious, precious. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come today before you, in that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will come from the beloved I Am presence. That I will come empty and be filled by your presence. And that every word that I speak will be your word in this prayer. Every thought I think will be your thought, Holy Spirit, come. As we enter into this divine love energy, we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to come together in the matchless name of you, Holy Spirit, for your divine revelation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of all things, as we arise to establish our dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given us, jurisdiction, authority, God. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are only great God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you. I come to you today. With your word, where you said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from what is keeping them away from me, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them and I will heal the land. Now our eyes shall be open and our ears to attend to this prayer that is made in this place. I declare and decree that this is the place right now, God, of sanctification. As we present our lives right now before you, God, prayer is holy and acceptable unto you, God. Let your grace and mercy prevail over us, God. We declare and decree free passage, God, to ascend into the realms of supernatural that will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the supreme presence of heaven, declaring that the anointing of you, Holy Spirit, should break every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce us right now as we advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and new territory. Let there be a breakthrough in us right now, God, as we tap into the prophetic veins, the powerful presence, as we shatter glass ceilings, smash spiritual bars and iron membranes, declare a breakthrough, atmospheres established. We calibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God that is in us right now, God. Let there be fire in our mouth as we advance in this level right now, God, as we take authority over our dominion, God, as we take authority over the place of our being, God, that you said in your word that every word we speak shall come forth if we only believe, God. Oh, we come right now, God, asking you to feel the atmosphere, God. Feel the environment with your shift, God. We command that the atmosphere be filled with your glory, Holy Spirit. Fill this atmosphere with your glory right now, God. We declare it suitable for our ministries to thrive, our relationships to thrive, our children to thrive, our loved ones to thrive, our business to thrive, our ideas to thrive, our nation, our government, our economy to thrive. We establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, and let your miracles manifest to us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit. We decree and declare right now, God. Oh, we decree and declare your word to be made manifest in this right now moment, God. Oh, to free us from any limitation, lack, or thoughts that's keeping us from the highest presence of who we are right now, as we establish our superior authority over all that is good for us right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you right now, God. Oh, we thank you right now that your word shall prevail in us right now, God. We decree and declare that the plans and the purpose of our lives shall prevail, God, shall prevail over us right now. We ask you right now, God, that our prophetic purpose and destiny shall prevail. Our vision shall prevail. Our business shall prevail. Our ideas shall prevail. We come right now and prophesize in the four winds that things that do not serve a higher purpose shall be released into the winds of this earth right now, God. And love shall disintegrate it right now. We decree that our money is coming together, our business is coming together, our relationships are coming together, our family is in order, and our body is healed in the matchless name of Jesus right now. Everything is working together to the will of you, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, God, that nothing is impossible, God. So therefore, we decree and declare right now that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain upon us right now, God, that the spirit of you shall usher into us into the times of refreshing right now, God, that you promise that will come from the presence of you. We declare and decree that there shall be nothing but good right now, God. We come in the power of God, the God of Joshua, the God of Abraham, and the God of who you are in us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. So as we're promoting and proclaiming the presence of you in us right now, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirit of us right now, God. We release ourselves from anything that is not of you right now, God. As we arise in the spirit of you, it's speaking grace, grace to the mountains, God. Grace right now to all the mountains right now. Cause them to be destroyed by our words right now, God. As you said in your word, all we had to do was speak to the mountain and it shall be done. Oh, come Holy Spirit as we praise you, God. Oh, come Holy Spirit as we give thanks, God. As we take authority in the right now moment, God, we command the heavens to be open. We ask you to clear the path and reach supernatural highways right now. That nothing will hinder the prayers of the righteousness, God, of the righteousness that is in our heart. You said all we had to do was speak that word. Speak the word. Just speak the word, and we know every crooked place must be made straight. That we will now be advanced on a level playing field with wisdom, strategies, and divine movements. Oh, come Holy Spirit. Divine tactics made available to us upon demand. We decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved right now, God. We break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. We break through impenetrable walls and barricades into realms of the miraculous, into the realm of supernatural, into the realm of increase, abundance, prosperity, influence, affluence, and wealth. We declare that our advance shall come right now, God. and we shall have favor over any legal situation, any economical situation, any spiritual negotiation, strange occurrences. We know we could command it to be moved by the power that is in us right now. We take authority right now, God. Oh, come Holy Spirit. As we command every situation and every circumstance to come into divine alignment in the name and natural name of Jesus. Come, God. Come, God. We receive only that which emanates from the mind of God, the seeds of hope, the seeds of faith, nourished, fed, and watered by you, Holy Spirit. Come right now, God. Come right now. As we nourish seeds right now, seeds of destiny, power, success, and prosperity, seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of ethical dealing, seeds of morality, we resist and avoid and refuse anything that is not of you right now, God. Come and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. Yes, God. As we access the Holy Spirit in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit, as we decree that there will be nothing but good, God. Prophetic revelation, witty ideas and creative inventions, divine inspiration, wisdom, knowledge flows freely into the matchless name of who we are as you right now, God. That every mountain must be made low, every valley must be brought up, and every crooked place must be made straight. Come, Holy Spirit. We decree and declare it. We know it and own it. And we give thanks right now, God, for this opportunity to come together in your name. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Thank you for the opportunity to serve again. Thank you for showing up here this morning. I send love in you, the love in me, honors the love in you, my queens and kings, my millionaires and billionaires, my gods and goddesses, my sisters and brothers. I honor you in prosperity this morning as we start off with Speak to My Heart by Donnie McClurkin. And today we're going to finish the series, The Value in Your Impact.
Give me the word, the word, the word, the word.
Good morning. That was Donnie McClurkin. Yes. Speak to my heart, oh Lord. You know, I was talking about being awakened at 3 a.m. where your soul just awakens you and your heart reminds you that your spirit shall be set free just by releasing your fears and moving through life. I was thinking about this morning as I was being awakened. We talked about yesterday the value of your impact. We talked about celebrating you. We talked about the gift that you are to the planet. And I wanted to remind us to celebrate the journey and not the outcome. So many times we wait for the end to celebrate. But what if we celebrated all along the way? It made me think about when I was thinking about that, when that came to my mind, celebrate the journey and not the outcome. I remember the first time I walked up this steep mountain with Diamond. You know, Diamond and her husband walk up these mountains every weekend in North Carolina. And they high up tall. And it's interesting. So the first time I, you know, and when you get to a certain level, the air is lighter and your breathing is more, it's hard to breathe because the air is different. And so I thought about how when we all started out together on this low part of the mountain, we all, everybody's, you know, coming up the journey to get to the top of the mountain. And at some point, there became laws of separation. And Diamond kind of stayed with me because, you know, this was new to me and she wanted to make sure I made it and made sure I was okay. Even at some point when I was on the way up the mountain, some of her friends were on the way back down the mountain. They was like, come on, Mom, you don't got to go up. And I didn't come all the way not to go up. I'm going up this mountain, right? This is what I'm saying in my mind. And winners never quit and quitters never win. But it was a bit laboring at some point. And I had to stop and recenter my breath and figure and breathe at that level, because the higher you get, the shallow the areas, and the, for some reason it causes a labor in your breath. So you have to adjust to the level of breathing at that level. And so because I wasn't used to it, you know, I had to figure out. And every time I got centered and got still and caught my breath, the better it was for me to make it to the top. But I thought about something at some point when there was a separation process. I called it, there was a separation for the preparation of the destination, right? You go into this place where, you know, pretty much if you couldn't keep up, you left behind. And so there was time. So, and all I kept thinking is, I'm getting to that top. And Diamond finally stopped me, and I'll never forget this conversation. She said, Mom, you're so busy thinking about the top that you're not even enjoying the process. She said, look at all the beauty. And I hadn't, because, you know, I'm concentrating on my breathing, trying to climb, trying to make it to the top. And finally I relaxed and I just made it to the top with my own pace and started enjoying the process. And it became easier. Because she said, Ma, something interesting is going to happen. She said, once you make it to the top, it's over. It's 5 minutes, and then you're on the way back down. She said, the process is the enjoyment of the process. I was like, wow. I never thought about that when I was on my way up. Just surrender and just enjoy the process, which is what I thought about today. When I got awakened at 3 a.m., my soul's been awakened. And my mind is telling my heart, baby, don't you worry, the fear. You see, we never celebrate the journey. And she said, when you get to the top, Mom, it's only going to be about 5 minutes and it's going to be over. And what was interesting, let me tell you what was interesting. When I got to the top, she's right. Once you get there, you're done, you're excited, but it's about 5 minutes and you're back down. The journey is longer than the experience of being at the top of the mountain. What was interesting is when we got there, somebody had just fell off the mountain, taking pictures with their camera. They wasn't paying attention to the edges, and they lost the foot and it fell off the mountain that day. And I thought to myself, wow, how exhilarating it is to make it to the top, but how even more exhilarating it was to be present in the journey. You see, we spend so much time focusing on tomorrow, the next step, but never really being present. And we get caught up in that. And so sometimes we get up and as a result feel overwhelmed because we're so caught up in the outcome and not being grateful for the journey. Even if we don't know what the solution is to our circumstance, just to be grateful for the journey. You see,
Let me tell you, it was such an interesting day. They're changing. I had to go to a meeting for the cannabis legislation because, you know, I was working on my licenses. And I was at, you know, I had committed to this, help this process for this month for the, voting process. And I teach people how to use the machine. And we don't get out of there at 6:15, but I had to be at the meeting at 6. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, I need to leave by 5:30 to get where I need to be by 6. And I was thinking, okay, do I just walk out of here and ask for forgiveness later? You know, do I tell them what I need to do? You know, I'm sitting here thinking of my process, right? Now, the lady who runs the whole process is kind of, she's usually not very, she's not using knife. She's just kind of interesting. That's not what I'll call it, right? So she walks over to my office, which is unusual. And she comes in and she starts to talk. They just had this big meeting and she was telling me about the meeting and all the stuff that happened in the meeting. I'm like, So she said, you know, I was thinking about, you know, they said it's going to be a storm. I'm working to see if we can, if you all can get in, get the people in and out every time. Because my job is to, what they teach them in theory, I teach them implement on the machines. So when she came over, she was telling me if we get them in, we can get out early. I said, you know, that's interesting. I would like to leave early because I have a meeting I wanted to go, and I was telling her where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. She said, okay. You know, she didn't say nothing. She said, I'll see what I can do. She came back. She said, at 5:30, I want you to go see Ms. Shonda. I said, okay. So 5:30 came. I walked up. I said, you want me to go see Ms. Shonda? She said, no, just get your stuff and do what you got to do. And she just told me to leave. I was like, wow, that was easy. So I was expecting my business partner to come, but they didn't come. So I was thinking, oh, man, I'll call Brenton to see if Brenton can come get me, and we go to the meeting together. But he wasn't feeling good. I said, he said, but I need to pick up Asia, and I'll just have Asia come get you. Now, let me tell you, it was so divine. Asia worked that room, talked to those people. I didn't say a word. I just watched her, and let me tell you what was interesting about watching Asia. Asia talked to all these people who were on the panel and who were doing some of the things that we were talking about. She walked up there and asked them questions about, you know, the heating, the light, you know, just thermodynamics. There's all kinds of questions. She was so impressive to them that they wanted her number. Just watched her work that room and worked. I said, wow. I was just like, this was such a divine opportunity to just watch God work. To watch God's flow. I didn't have to ask the lady, could I leave early? The lady came and told me she was going to let us leave early. And how divine to have Asia be there and watch Asia. I mean, I could. To one of the guys who knew me when I was 15 said, oh, that's a mini you right there. I said, I don't know. That's a mini better me right there. But she was so amazing. And why I say that is because it just made my heart full to watch your seeds do what you've planted in them to do, not be afraid to ask for what you want, to go forth and ask, get, and do, and work a room like no other. I said, wow. And so on my way to sleep, all I could think was, thank you, God. All I could think was, thank you, God. But how many times what I was thanking God was, I saw God work. All I did was like, God, what I'm going to say to leave? And I didn't have to figure it out. God had already figured it out. I said, God, when I get in this room, I want to meet the right people to help me get where I need to get. I ain't had to say a word. My daughter just worked the room, and the people wanted to know her name. I said, well, wow. You see, I'm saying that to say it's important that we understand our impact. When what Oprah said, build your resume so that one day you won't need one. That so people won't even have to ask you for your resume because they already know your reputation. That's something. So we think about this billion-dollar deal that Oprah is getting with Apple, right? I bring it up because I want you to think about this. When they chose Oprah, they chose Oprah because they understood the impact that they were, that Oprah would bring to their brand. And to get paid for your own impact, for being yourself. That's some powerful stuff, to get paid for being you, to get paid for being you. Can you imagine living your life just being Janine and getting paid for being Janine, getting paid for being Linda, getting paid for being Joni, getting paid for being Emir, getting paid for being Frank, getting paid for being whoever you are, just getting paid because you are who you are. Now, I want to bring that up because I want you to understand how important it is to celebrate the journey of becoming you, more of you, more of the greater version of you. Because there's no greater gift than the gift called you. And so when we begin to sit and think about our own personal impact, now I gave you some things I wanted you to put in your journal today. I mean, yesterday. But today I want you to think about your own personal impact. What value do you bring to the planet? What makes you you that nobody can do what you've been called to do but you, in the way that you've been called to do? And then how can we leverage that brand? How can we leverage this beautiful gift called you? And how can we celebrate the journey of you becoming more of you? You see, I think about how long it took me to get here. Get to the point where I understood my impact. Probably tell you it took me up until last year, even though I got up and did the love journey. And I'm not even sure I understand the wherewithal of what that means yet, but I began to appreciate and know that I deserve all that God has for me. You see, when we think about what does it mean to build your resume so that one day you won't need one? That means people will be calling you because they'll be aware of your accolades and your credentials. And so even before you take a seat at the negotiation table, you won't need a resume because they're aware of who you are. That's why it's important to just, because when you're in your own sweet spot, Oprah was in her sweet spot. She said, never accept less than what you deserve. How many of us are always taking less than what we deserve? They say it's women, especially women of color, we devalue ourselves, and especially in professional spaces. And we just saw Oprah get cut a $1 billion deal, one third of what she's worth right now, just because of who she is. Can you imagine somebody cutting you a check because of your impact? Just because when you walk in a room, your presence make a difference. You see, sometimes I think about the story of Jesus walking in among the people. And I imagine Jesus being this beautiful, tall, chocolate, bronze kind of guy. And 12 powerful, amazing, handsome disciples walking with him, various shades of color. Can you imagine 13 handsome black men? Ooh-wee. And a lady who had the issue of blood. And she said that she just wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And how much frequency and energy it took to do what she set out to do with a serious intention. Because she understood the impact that Jesus made just by his presence. She understood that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that her consciousness would meet his consciousness and she would rise in that space. And by touching the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, who just touched me? Now, you know, it's crowded and many people had touched him. But it was something about the power and the impact of her touch. You see, a lot of times when we hear this story, we only talk about the healing. But it took a lot of some work inside of her to meet the consciousness of Jesus so that her touch impacted Jesus. We never talk about the touch that impacted Jesus. We just talked about the healing presence of him, but we never talk about what it took. It took some kind of power, some kind of presence that when she touched Jesus among all the other people who was touching, that her touch had an impact. That he felt virtue leave his body. Can you imagine? Your impact, powerful. That wherever you are, your impact will take the virtue out of whatever situation you in. Come on now. Somebody ought to shout amen on that. I want you to think about your value and the impact. Powerful when you leverage your brand and understand who and what you are. That's why it's important that we do the work. I want you to remember this. They said Oprah became wildly successful by building a business around being herself. The difference between Oprah and other women with the same career paths is that Oprah's ability to see herself as a product. Her brand was more than a logo and a website, but the ability to connect her target audience and fulfill a specific need. Just by simply being Oprah. And when Oprah first came to Chicago in 1985, she had fears. When Oprah came to Chicago in 1985, she didn't feel good enough. Matter of fact, she said she felt too fat, too dark. A lot of stuff that we all feel. Not pretty enough. But she broke through all those things. All the fears in her mind. and she's living her destiny, because her dream was only to have a house with six trees. She living even past her own dream. She living in Ephesians 3:20 kind of life. More than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. And so I say to you today, it's important that we understand to celebrate our journeys. It's important that we understand how important it is that we understand our own impact. We got to study ourselves. Study ourselves. Study ourselves. Master ourselves. Who are we? What's the value that we bring to the planet just by being ourselves? Being our authentic self, though. The world knows when you're phony. When Oprah was trying to be somebody else, she laughs at that today, because we all get this person that we admire and then we want to imitate them. We want to imitate them. But the best thing we can ever do is bring ourselves, our true, authentic selves to the world. Our true, authentic self to the world. You are already enough, just the way you are. Matter of fact, you're more than enough. And so today I want you to celebrate yourself in a small way. It doesn't have to be in a big way. Like, so I downloaded the Amazon app, got $10 off, and I got 24 stem roses coming to myself, because I wanted to celebrate just being Janine, just because I am enough. I got these beautiful 24 stem roses for $20. Just because I downloaded the app. And so today, I want to remind you that you are enough. Enough to celebrate right now. Enough to celebrate who you are right now. And we got to watch our minds. We got to watch what we believe, because what we believe will surely shape our world. And we, you know what? We can get so caught up in believing something that's totally untrue. You know, I think a lot about the thoughts that caused me not to show up 100%. In my life, I'm not worthy. Those not worthy thoughts. But not knowing that I was amazing, not knowing that I was awesome. I know common sense would have us want to steer away from thoughts like I'm not worthy and go towards thoughts like, and I want you to think about, what keeps us in a perpetual journey of I am not enough? What keeps us reinforced in that belief and rooted in that thought? Tony Robinson defines a belief as a feeling of absolute certainty. And when we believe something, we go looking for the evidence of that belief. And we will find the evidence. And when we find the evidence, we will say, see, I told you so. Because our belief system will attract what it is we believe, and then it will reinforce that belief system. So we got to be careful about what we believe and what we allow into our energy. You see, the feeling of not being good enough can stop us dead in our tracks. Maybe you've been thinking, who am I to start this business? Maybe I shouldn't have never started this business. Can I really be a good parent? Do I really deserve to get paid abundantly for who I am just because I am Janine Ann Ingram? Am I special enough to have a unique person, purpose in life? Am I special enough to have a unique purpose? Who am I to be great? Who am I to be fabulous? You see, these types of questions do not produce quality answers. When you tap into your confidence, when you know with certainty that you can and will thrive in your life's unique purpose, when you believe in your heart of hearts that the life you desire is possible, that's when you become unstoppable. And when you celebrate you on the journey, on the way, that's when you become unstoppable. And I know not feeling enough is a hard feeling to overcome, especially when you've been stuck in that feeling for a long time. I want to remind you that you are more than enough. I know sometimes you feel like a small weighing drop in a massive wave, but you are greater than you can ever imagine. And sometimes when we get disconnected from our power, it makes us feel small. It makes us feel not enough. But every moment that we choose to surrender and connect back to the power in us that is greater than all things on this planet, be it a higher power or a higher calling or a higher purpose, when we connect to the power greatest that lives in us, as we align ourselves with this presence, when we align ourselves, we become more than enough. So when you get those feelings of not enough, I want you to stop and breathe in from this moment forward and choose to see that moment as an opportunity to connect to the power source that is more than enough in you as you all around. And then when you begin to connect to that feeling, that presence, it will dissipate that not enough is not enough, because you will recognize that you are more than enough. And with God, all things are possible. With purpose, all things are possible. With love, all things are possible. When we tap into that greater power today, when we do what we do, we will feel more than enough. And remember to get out there, breathe, take action, celebrate you, and recognize you are more than enough just the way you are. So today, write in your journal. Write in the journal of who you are. You are a beautiful being, and your soul's been waiting to shine bright on the planet. You see, nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. You've been called to this planet for your soul's essence to shine and shine bright. And all we have to do is just ask the universe. Remember the prayer yesterday? All we have to do is just ask. All we have to do is ask. You are so worthy of all of God's goodness. You are so worthy, so worthy. You know, when my soul was awakened at 3 a.m., and I love the words to the song Inside My Dreams, because that's how I felt this morning when I woke up at 3 a.m. and my soul's been awakened. By a story my mind was telling my heart, saying, baby, don't you worry. You never have to fear. Telling me to rest my weary soul and let my spirit be healed. It's giving me another lesson on how to keep my faith alive. And if I want to get the world I want to see, I just need to close my eyes. And when I close my eyes, my fantasy becomes my reality, because I get to see it inside my mind's eye, that I am already more than enough, that I am God's gift to the planet, that nobody can do what I've been called to do the way I've been called to do it, because I am all that God is. You see, I'm a magnificent presence and being of all that God is. You see, it used to be a time that I wouldn't own that. There was a time where I wouldn't be so confidently saying that. You see, I was a little bit like Moses. God, you what? I'm sitting up here. Well, God, you okay, God. Well, I'll go tell the people to let tell Pharaoh to let the people go. That's how I was coming out here. Okay, y'all. But let me just tell you right now, I'm so grateful for the journey. I am so grateful for the journey that it brings tears to my eyes. See, nobody can do what I've been called to do. And that's true. Nobody can do what I've been called to do the way I've been called to do it. Because I got my special sauce. You see, we can all cook hamburgers, but can't we put the special sauce to give it a little bit different flavor? That's what we all bring to the table, our own special spicy sauce that was created just by us, for us to share with the world. Our gift is for us to share with the world. And so today, if you got a circumstance that you need a solution to, if you don't understand your purpose, if you're not really sure what you're doing on the planet, just stop and ask the universe. Stop and ask God, dear Mother, Father, God, dear universe, Allah, Jehovah, however you name this energetic expression, show me the solution to my challenge. To my whatever it is that you want to know the answer to. I know that you are guiding me to a greater and greater experience. And I let go of the judgment of my situation and embrace the teaching that I am receiving right now because I trust you, Holy Spirit. Even if I'm scared, Holy Spirit, I let go of needing to know how things are going to turn out. And instead, I am grateful and excited for the ride. You see, I know that things don't always have to go my way, God. But I celebrate this because when things go your way, life flows in magnificent and glorious ways. And I know that you have a greater vision for my life than I could have ever imagined. And so I surrender to the vision daily. Show me my next step, Holy Spirit. And please help to give me the courage to feel the fear of taking that next step and doing it anyway. Holy Spirit, I choose to embrace your love by giving everything that happens in my life an empowerful meaning. Because I know together we are unstoppable, God. I know with me and you together, there's nothing we can't do, God. Me and you are a majority. You and I, God, can conquer the world together. And nothing can stop us. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us and guide us into our place of blessing. Love, Janine and Ingram. You just pray your prayer. You see, there's power in asking empowering prayer. Some of us been used to those supplication, begging kind of prayers, but I come to remind you today, a king or a queen, a god or a goddess, you don't have to beg. You don't have to beg God. You just got to be reminded that you are God, that you are the presence of all that God is on this, and you got to tap into the presence of God in you to ask the universe to direct you, guide you into that place where you want to be. This is your world. Whose world is this? It's yours. And so I want to remind you today that you're already enough. I want to remind you today that you absolutely need nothing else on this planet. Nothing. to be the greatest version of yourself, to share your gifts with the world, because the world is waiting on you to step into your greatness. The world is waiting on you to shine and shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. The world is waiting on your greatness. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a world where you shining so bright that you walk in the planet in all of your glory and all of your greatness? I tell you, I walked into the restaurant yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. And people wanted to know my name. And all I could think, it must have been the God that they saw in me. People's like, wow, you look so beautiful. Oh, wow, who are you? What do you do? Everybody was coming up to me. I had people, you would have thought a celebrity had walked in the place. But I knew that was the presence of God shining in me. I come to you today to tell you, stop hiding. I'm telling you today, stop hiding. And start letting your light shine. Because it's your time, family. It's our time, family. Oh, and that is my message today. This week is all about the value in your impact. The value in your impact. So whose world is this, family? Whose world? It's yours, yours. The world is yours. Whose world is this? That's what I want to remind you today. The world is yours. The world is yours. Whose world is this? It's yours, family. And it's time to live your best life right now, family. Any questions, comments, concerns, I want to remind you to do your journal work. One of our exercises this week is, so if you're doing your journal work, it's going to be a really exciting exercise that I'm going to have you do over the weekend, is to meditate on your future self and ask your future self, what is it going to take from you to get to where you are today to meeting the greater version of yourself? Can you imagine speaking to the greater version of yourself and your greater version is giving you directional how to get to that point in your life? Isn't that powerful? Press 1 on Blog Talk if you have any questions, comments, concerns. If you're on teleconference, just press *6. And you'll be right into the line. You're on The Love Journey, speaking with Janie and Ingram, your love experience with me, Love Goddess. All right, that's it for us today. All right, I just want to give you one of our beautiful sisters is asking our support today. She wants us to support her because she is trying to win a cruise with her company. And her cruise, all she wants us to do, if we can, is to buy an $18 lipstick. Yep. My friend is in a contest to win an all expense and help her by selling lipsticks and lip gloss. I will too will receive a special gift of my choice. So you helping me too. Here's the website. Okay, that's the message she wanted me to send out. But she sells Mary Kay and she wants us to buy an $18 lip gloss from her. Or a lipstick. And that's Makita K. So I'm going to post it on the Love Journey. Good morning, Rosa J. Hart.
Good morning, Lady Love. How is everyone today? It is a fabulous day. And it has nothing to do with the weather. So, I love you.
It has something to do with the weather.
It has to do with your insides. Came in this morning, I want to thank you. You know, because sometimes the mind wants to tell you you're not doing enough. And I know that everything inside creates everything outside. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to, I live within an abundance in my life, no matter what. So I want to, I appreciate you because I came in when you were telling everyone that you're more than enough, that you have everything that you desire, that, you know, all the affirmations, all the words to make me feel better. I appreciate that because I came in late due to the fact that I do everything in the morning. However, I wanted to also congratulate. Somebody's going up. Somebody's line is open. I wanted to congratulate Linda Mitchell. She is now, she just received her PA doctorate from the University of Medicine. And I am so proud of her. I want everybody to give her a clap because it is an amazing journey.
You said she
and
what?
It is a journey that she got her doctorate. She has her doctorate from the University of Metaphysics. And I know she didn't tell anybody.
I graduated
anybody,
this
so
year too, from.
Let the world. I know.
Congratulations. We're supposed to be graduating
you.
This year. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I did my papers too. So they're still looking over. I haven't received my paperwork, but I'll be giving my doctorate stuff, I'm sure, as soon as they. My paper is bad to the bone, but.
I know it is.
So I
got
to call Lisa and say congratulations too. We gotta call Linda and have a celebration.
Well, she's having a celebration in April at her house, so I'm sure she'll tell you when you speak to her. I am just so proud of you guys for staying the course. I was talking to Daniel. He said, girl, you stay the course, but they don't have to deal with a lot of things that you dealt with last year. I said, yeah, that's true. I am. I'm doing it slowly but surely, so I'll be there. I am grateful for you guys because you give me inspiration. You inspire me to stay the course. But I soon will have my story on that to be a teacher at Unity. I've been working on that too. So, you know, it's like being in college. It takes a minute. I am grateful for you guys. And I say, a round of applause. Keep the course that you go through.
I have to call Linda and say congratulations. I'm super, super proud of her.
I am too. So anyone else who knows Linda?
Thank you for letting us know.
You have that number? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm sure.
I'm like a sieve when it comes to good news. I want to be the first to tell the world. We now have a new doctor on our line, Dr. Linda Mitchell.
She's
Minister Dr. Linda Mitchell.
Because she got married, too. She's married, y'all. That's all good stuff.
She is, yeah.
So
God is
that means, because
awesome.
Joy said she's going to finish her paper, too. So Joy will be a doctor this year. Me, Linda, all of us will be walking across that stage, and you in May. So we're going to have a party down in Phoenix, Arizona,
Sedona,
Arizona this year. We all got gates
with
everybody on the
line
that's got to come.
It's
going to be in Sedona.
Is it going to be in Sedona or Phoenix? Yeah.
No, Sedona. It's in Sedona.
Yeah,
University
be,
of Phoenix.
That should be
I mean, the University of Metaphysics is in Sedona, Arizona.
Right. I have to be
So we're
going to
have a love journey party out there.
That would be.
We're
going to
have a love journey party out
that
there.
That would be amazing.
And everybody on the line is invited.
Yes.
You all invited to the party.
It is just passed through that doctor door.
We should just get a big old suite.
That would be fantastic. What about, well, yeah, we should all stay together. But you know, Linda, you guys are going to bring your husband, probably. So you guys need your own suite.
I mean, in suites, you can still stay with your husband, and you can stay with your, because you have your own bedroom in a suite.
Oh, that's right. You have your bedroom. That's right. You are correct. It would be good to see that earlier in the week.
And who knows? You might have a fiance by May, honey. Isn't that what you said you wanted this year?
I said this is my year.
Well, how you not even seeing it in your mind's eye? You're not even seeing it in your mind's eye, child. See your husband being at the graduation.
I see my husband being with me, period, no matter where I am. I meditate on that every night before I go to bed. I meditate on that.
Well, you didn't see him at the graduation? You didn't see him at the
graduation? I told him with me wherever I am, Janine. I do not have to be specific in that case.
Yeah, you got to see him at the graduation, too, because you said you should have heard your heart, like, but y'all going to be with y'all husband. But what did that mean when you said, oh, well, y'all going to be, that meant I'm not going to have a husband. So that was an emotional response. That's what you got to get cleaned up, mama.
That's what you got from that. That's what you got from that. Oh, well, I apologize. What I got from that was
here, hold on. Just here, listen to this. Living my best life. That's what we doing.
That's what it is.
Living our best lives.
I hear you,
baby. That's what we're going to
do. I am. I am.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Because we're living our best lives.
Good, good. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And everybody around us is doing the same. We
yes,
are.
Yes.
So I am done. I am complete. And I thank you for reminding me and feeding into my spirit.
All right, family. All right, you do the same. I love you. I see you in Sedona, Arizona in May, and I see you in the Love Journey's 11th Annual Sunrise Service in August and anywhere in between. Love you, mama. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my queen, Miss Broadway. Miss Broadway, I'm living my best life.
Wait,
let me play that song for you. Hold on. Let me put it on for you.
Hold on. Let's sing it. Do it, do it.
Come on.
I'm living my best life.
You got a lot to be smiling for.
I'm smiling brightly this morning on this cloudy day in Baltimore, but the sun is shining inside of me. Yes, yes, thank you, God. Ooh, I just wanted to pop in to wish you all, my gosh, you, Linda, Rosa, Jack, graduating metaphysical doctorate. Love it. I love it. To God be the glory. And that each of you are truly living your best life and being an example of what that means and how it can be for all of us. So thank you. Congratulations. Wow. And Sedona, Arizona in May. Sounds like a good thing. Let's keep putting that out there. And Rosa J. Hodge, I see you with your husband or your fiance, whichever it's gonna be. Her husband, yeah. So she'll be all up in the mix with everyone. But you know, just dreams coming true, desires coming to manifestation. I love what Rosa J said. She thinks about every day and every night before she goes to sleep. She brings her beloved in there with her at all times. So that's so beautiful and such a good example of what can possibly be when you put your mind and heart to it. So I just want to step in and say that, and thank you so much, Janine. It's always a continued blessing for you and us to connect in the morning. Have a beautiful day, and give love to beautiful brother Brenton for me. Yeah, he's been on my mind of late, and please let him know I said hello. Have a blessed day.
All right, Manali.
Oh, I'm going to go and live my best life.
All right.
God bless you. Love
what you
so
doing?
Much.
You living your best life. Yes, I will let you.
Life. Yes. I say. All right, beautiful. Love you. Love you all, family. Peace and blessings.
We gonna start this thing all right.
All right. Anybody else? Amir J. Otter Price, you got something to say out there in Florida? I see you on the line this morning. I'm calling you out. You he said, I ain't answering to no call this morning.
That's too funny. I love living my best life.
That's right.
Great.
Let me play it for you too. Let me give you a little introduction, right? I'm living my best life. Good morning, Amir.
Yes. Great day. I was so happy to hear the suggestion that I'm living my best life. And it must come out of my mouth for it to come into my life. So,
come on now.
Hearing it is great, but you got to say it to make it stay. Oh, yesterday my lawn man came in. He said, your coconut tree is pregnant and it's time to deliver. He delivered me a beautiful, beautiful bouquet of 113 coconuts that has to be 100. I tell you, I just looked at that abundance and started thinking, God, I love it when you remind me that abundance is mine for the asking. I tell you, today is going to be a beautiful harvest day. Whew, looking forward to the deliciousness of the presence of abundance given to me just because I asked. And now, I must respond by saying, I'm living my best life.
Yes, you are. All right. I hope that stay on y'all mind all day. I love you too.
All day long. I'm programming right now in my music box. Living my best life. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you, wonderful Miss Broadway. I love that. Beautiful manifestation of all of these amazing days waiting and waiting and preparing just to be Mrs. Zakiya Broadway. That's amazing. Amazing. I tell you, I love that story. And you too, Rosa J. Love you so much doing it God's way. God soon. Oh, this is a beautiful Florida day. Wanting all you guys to come down and just share your love in my sunshine and sand. Wonderful, wonderful experience call today.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You complete? All right. Well, I guess he's complete. I like that, Ms. Broadway. All right. I'm going to play How to Speak to Your Situation by T.D. Jakes as we leave out of here. It's about a 4-minute clip and remind us that we can speak to our situation today. Remind you that the power is in you. And there's no power greater than the power that is in you. No, let me say that again. There is no power. Somebody ought to say amen to that. There is no power greater than the power that is in you. And so as I remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live them. Because I'm living my best life. This is T.D. Jakes. Speak to your situation.
How could you have such a great destiny and be in such a horrific situation? I'm talking about Moses. I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They don't believe nothing. Let me try y'all over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. They're doing a little bit better. I'm going to try this session over here. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. You ought to look at every negative situation in your house and say, you're a liar. I don't believe it. I hate to tell you this. You might not want me to be a pastor here anymore. But I talk to things when nobody's looking. I talk to things when I'm backed in a corner. I talk to things that have no ears. I talk to objects that cannot respond. And Michael, one day I walked in my house, the one with the lights off and the gas off, the one that they repossessed the car from. I walked in the house and I looked at the house and I said, house, you a liar. You lied on me. I'm better than this. I knew that me and the house was in a disagreement. And one of us had to be a liar, and I decided it wasn't me. So I told the house, which one of us was lying? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You ought to lay hands on that tumor and call it a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar in the name of Jesus. Whose report do you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you got to call it out. You're a liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're going to have a nervous breakdown. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to die like your mama did. You're going to get sick like your daddy did. You got to talk back to those voices and say, hey! Touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm calling out liars this morning. Sickness is a liar. Failure is a liar. Depression is a liar. Suicide is a liar. Despair is a liar. Spiritual heaviness, you're a liar. Disease, you're a liar. Can't learn, you're a liar. Can't read, you're a liar. Can't make it, you're a liar. Can't take it, you ought to call out every liar. Said, let God be true and every man a liar. Young lady with a very strong spirit in my church, that she was my intercessor. On the surface, that sounds nice. But she said, I'm his intercessor, and if I don't pray for him, he can't preach. Well, I was a young pastor. I didn't have much suave or anything like that. But through a series of events, I disfellowshipped her. And she said, you'll never be able to preach without me. And I said, 25 years later, I'm still standing here declaring the infallible word of God. You didn't make me. You can't break me. You didn't stop me. You can't finish me. Greater is he that is in me than... But in her absence, she thought she would shut me down. How many people have walked out of your life and thought that their absence would shut you down? Jump up and holler, you a liar! It sounds like somebody else in here has had some lying voices whispering in your ear, telling you what you can't do and what you can't be and what you can't have. And if you don't do it with me, it can't be done. The devil is a lie. If I would have believed it, if I would have received it, see, believing is the door of entry. If I would believe it, then I would receive it, and it would have brought forth fruit in my life. Sometimes the only kind of abortion that a Christian needs to have is to abort every lying seed that has attached itself to the womb of your spirit, trying to bring forth fruit of damnation in your life. You need to abort every voice that said you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be it, you'll never get up, you'll never survive. The devil is a lie. Abort that thing. Push it out.
How did they get today?